Charlie Kirk's wife Erica, the cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. By Katherine Hamilton on September 12, 2025. Erica Kirk, the widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, said she will never stop fighting to keep her husband's mission and legacy alive after his assassination at the first stop of his American comeback tour at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. "The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea," Erica Kirk said Friday during her first public address since her husband's horrific public murder. "You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry," she said while speaking from 31-year-old Kirk's podcasting studio, next to his empty chair. "To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen," she continued. "No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it. It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment." Kirk, a conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ, is survived by Erica and his two young children. The alleged suspect in Kirk's assassination has since been arrested and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. Kirk's body was transported back to Phoenix, Arizona, on Air Force Two, with Vice President J.D. Vance leading the military honor guard escorting Kirk's casket. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he will honor Charlie Kirk posthumously with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He said on Friday that he will attend his funeral.